We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Balanced in Word and Power. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus said to them, "Aren't you deceived for this reason, because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God?" I have just read from the New English Translation. Many well-meaning believers are deceived and carried away by clever false teachers because they do not know the scriptures and the power of God. Some know the scriptures well, but have no experience of the power of God. Such believers can still fall into error. Others know the power of God, but lack sound knowledge of the scriptures. They too will err. The devil is comfortable when he sees believers who know the scriptures but deny the power of God. This often happens when Christians accept biblical teaching but reject the specific channels through which God's power operates. These channels are the gifts of the Spirit, and the most basic of them is the gift of tongues. Likewise, the devil is unshaken by believers who operate in spiritual gifts and manifestations but are ignorant of the scriptures. Such believers can easily be manipulated into thinking that God's power exists to satisfy their personal desires rather than to build up the body of Christ. Go into today remembering that accuracy in the Christian life requires both. Give yourself to prayer, the generator of power, and to the ministry of the Word, which anchors truth. Pray without ceasing, and let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 1 Kings chapters 19 to 22. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you will have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next, 1 Kings chapters 19 to 22.
Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say,
"May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them."
Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die.
"I've had enough, Lord,"
he said.
"Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors."
Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said,
"Get up and eat."
He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said,
"Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you."
So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him.
"What are you doing here, Elijah?"
He replied,
"I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left. Now they're trying to kill me too."
The Lord said,
"Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by."
Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him,
"What are you doing here, Elijah?"
He replied,
"I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too."
The Lord said to him,
"Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu son of Nimshi king over Israel. And anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and whose mouths have not kissed him."
So Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha then left his oxen and ran after Elijah.
"Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye,"
he said,
"and then I will come with you."
"Go back,"
Elijah replied.
"What have I done to you?"
So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out to follow Elijah and became his servant.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.